Begin the Quran Dalvis after the Sukkah Daphne and Alf, begin the Mudbez, begin the Tess Maskins, it begins with the word of the Gemara, Karaha Gever. So the person would call out and talk about Ibrataku, they would blow the Tekiah, true and the Tekiah. So it says, Tame is the wonder. The Mashbah sounds like Shemakrasa Gever, that from when the person would call out, that's when Hoychel Neshemaim, that's when after the whole night or something, Sha'eba, they would go in early in the morning, they would go to draw the water. And Cain, if that's the case, Hayden of Sambalina, then actually the water would become possible by being left out overnight, because the text explains the Adkan. Where do we find machlekes zekbeg and zvachim nafchov omer alf? Elin kinchdar megalayim. One machlekes habit regarding washing hands and feet, mekreis agever from when the person calls out, ba'atzafra until the morning. Then we have a machlekes over there, possibly in alay, would that invalidate the kinchdar megalayim by being left at overnight or not? Avol mehakir, but that's with the hands that were washed. If a coin washed early, but the waters of the basin itself, and that becomes validated by the break of dawn, as is obvious in the Gemara there. Now, fill the silk in the akir, and even if you removed it from the basin, after the person already made the announcement, they actually would go and submerge it because it would become possible with alisa shachar. So over here, the water would say only did by the carbon tama, which was later in the day. If you took it by kreis agever, then it would become possible lean by amura shachar. They would take their time with these tkis and these truas about when they would turn around when they came to the end of the temple complex, and they would turn their back to the west, and also on the way back, after they filled it up. And the day was lit up already by the time they came back to the Azar. And by the time they already sanctified the vessel, surely possibly it wouldn't be any more susceptible to becoming valid by being left out overnight, because it was only sanctified after they already started. We find similarly in Me'ilah, by the libations, where again it wasn't invalidated by being left overnight because it was only sanctified later on. Although the flask that they went to draw was also sanctified, and tell me they got back. By it was already daybreak, but they filled up the water beforehand. So it says here, it's still in klisharos mekachin mechozim el b'fenem. But still, the klisharos won't sanctify it because out of the azar only when it's inside. And again, by the time they came back to the azar, it was already daybreak. Continuing with the next place, master begins with the words of ein av katadre shalzav, and this Alexandria of Egypt, they had these 71 thrones of gold. Can ein zaken, ein av zaken, correlating to the 71 zaken. Now the problem is, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Now. Pirish, so who's these 71 elders? This is the Sanhedrin. But Tame, it's a wonder because Hadid non pericom descended, we find the first pagan and then the Sanhedrin. The Tanakama holds there were 71 elders for the Sanhedrin. If you that Mishim is only 70. From Cain, have a little last as so according to him, there should have been only 70 thrones because there's only 70 members of Sanhedrin. Mateh Kaf, so based on this, so you have to explain. So Isaac Katadria, that extra one that we're saying is 71, that was for the most superior one of the court. And below him in the Cheshbon, and when Rabbi Yehuda says there was 70, he's not from that Cheshbon, and therefore he says 70 over there, whereas over here 71, because the Lavoch, if not for what we're explaining, then Kash Rabbi Yehuda, we would have a difficulty Rabbi Yehuda, where here he says there's 71 thrones, and there, but then he says that there was only 70.